Welcome to the Reformed Media Review. My name is Camden Busey. I'm in Grays Lake, Illinois, and I have with me Dr. Lane Tipton, our good friend, who is a fellow of biblical and systematic theology here at Reformed Forum and the pastor of Trinity OPC in Easton, Pennsylvania. Welcome back, Lane. Actually, I think welcome maybe to Reformed Media Review. I don't know if you've been on this program before, but anyway, you and
from
I...
from the Broadening Church, maybe. That's about it.
Oh, yes, of course. Man, in my in my advanced age, I'm in a different decade as of last summer. My brain has ceased working correctly. So anyway, yes, we talked about Lefferts Letcher. I do remember that. That was fun. Today we're going to be talking about, look at this, I'm holding a copy. It's finally here. Foundations of Covenant Theology, a biblical theological study of Genesis 1 through 3 by none other than our guest, the author here, Dr. Lane G. Tipton. Wow. Lane doesn't even have, I mailed his copy, his box of books, a whole big fat box of them, and he doesn't even have them yet. So some of you out there who've ordered this book might even get it before him. I think that's a shame. I probably should have held back the release just so that you got copies.
No, it doesn't matter. I actually kind of have an idea of what's in there, brother.
Oh, man. How long have we been looking at this? Yeah. You know how it is working. Now you get a, you've worked on books before, but this, surprisingly, this is your first full monograph, your first single author book, and couldn't be happier to talk a little bit today about the book, share with people ways in which to, we got a coupon, you can save 25%. It's an easy way to get it. And many of you already have. We've sold a couple hundred copies and just in the first day and a half or so. And so we're really, really thankful for that, and hopefully more people will get it. Lane, why don't you talk about this, rewind the tape a little bit and explain what we did in Wimberley. What was that, 2019, down in Texas, was really the beginning, the origin of this project, which turned into an entire video curriculum, as well as this book.
Yeah, it's. I think some readers might be surprised to know that in a book entitled Foundations of Covenant Theology, we don't talk about the covenant of works until chapter 7, and that's kind of important. And I'll just take this opportunity to explain why. The point of the book, from one vantage point, is that before you talk about covenant, there are at least two foundational doctrines that have to be in place in order for your covenant theology to be biblical and Reformed. And those two foundational doctrines are the doctrine of God and the doctrine of heaven, the theology of heaven, the invisible heavens. And to put it just in a nutshell, the macro thesis of the volume is that God's glory as creator is immutable. It's the immutable glory of the triune God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that deserves all the emphasis we can give it, because we are created to glorify and enjoy that God and no other. And the point in light of Genesis 1, 1 through 3 is that in the absolute beginning, this triune God created, before he created the visible heavens and earth, he created an invisible heaven temple, a royal dwelling place, filled that place with his immutable glory in the person of the Spirit, filled it with angels, and it became the realm, Richard Gaffin would speak this way, the realm of Sabbath rest at the end of the creation week. And that vantage point is absolutely critical to understand the ultimate telos for Adam under the covenant of works. While not leaving the earth behind, he was to advance beyond probation in Eden from that earthly mountain in Eden and enter into the heavenly realm of Sabbath rest to behold the unchanging glory of the triune God in a covenantal bond of fellowship. And so that's kind of the backdrop for the book, and it's why in a book on covenant theology, you don't get to covenant theology until chapter 7, because there are some foundational doctrinal concerns that need to be treated before that in order to give us a robust doctrine of covenant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a couple things to say there. If you're looking for a book that goes through like the definition of what is a covenant, what biblical texts do we see them instituted? How do they relate to one another? That's something I deal with in the Introduction to Covenant Theology class, which is designed as not an augment or supplement, but a companion to what this book is doing. This book is accurately and compellingly describing the foundations of covenant theology, but it's not an introduction to covenant theology in the way that you might expect. We have that. We have that in my video course on Reformed Academy, which is available for free.
And which is delightful.
Well, thank you. I learned it all from you and your forebears. if you would like to watch that class, hopefully, in the not too distant future, we will have a companion book for that course as well. But this book, in many ways, is if you have questions about how does God relate to mankind, what is God's overarching plan and purpose for his people, even before the fall into sin, God had a plan and purpose to bring his people into a higher form of union and communion with him, consummate glory with him, not just on earth, but in the highest heavens. That's what this book is about. And so for those of you who are familiar with the work of Meredith Klein, Lane is interacting with a lot of Klein's ideas, quoting and citing him at times, but this is Lane's own book, of course, not a collection of quotations. And he's advancing beyond Klein in a lot of ways and integrating Voss and Gaffin and others. But I love this book because, Lane, you're bringing really important insights that a lot of people haven't seen or a lot of people have missed. You're bringing them not just to an academic community. This book is certainly readable and beneficial to an academic community, but you're bringing them to people in the pew. It's designed for an adult Sunday school curriculum, albeit somewhat of a challenging one, but it's an adult curriculum, and it goes with a 12-week video series that now we've made free to stream at Reformed Academy. That's at reformedforum.org. If you'd like to watch the course, sign up. Take it. It's free. Yeah. It's all there, and I think you've done a great service here in introducing this to the church, Lane.
Well, yeah, part of the challenge was that it is programmatically and robustly devoted to the insights of Voss and Klein and some others, but primarily those two. Yet it wasn't, I didn't write it, and you and I didn't envision it as being a kind of arcane academic treatise, something that with a little bit of time and work and background, such as what your course material provides, you can approach it, and it's written in a non-technical and plain way, at least as much as I could manage that, without trying to lose the depth and the penetration of the insights that you get characteristically, page after page, from Voss and Klein. So it really is kind of a synthetic representation of their ideas, focused in a way that I don't think you can find in a single volume anywhere else. And so hopefully it can prove valuable to people as both an introduction on one level and something that might give them food for thought and insights that they might not be able to find in a single volume anywhere else.
Yeah. So we got a paperback here. It's printed by, it is published by Reformed Forum. So he's got a little logo down here. Printed by Versa Press. We're very thankful to them down in East Peoria. They do all, if not most, of Banner of Truth's American stuff. So if you're buying a book from Banner of Truth, it's most likely being printed by Versa Press, a quality company. Very thankful to them. But at the end of each chapter, we have, I can't zoom in here, I'm on manual focus, so you won't be able to see this, but we have a heading that says Looking Ahead. And at the end of each chapter, there's a section that kind of summarizes the chapter and looks forward to what's coming next, as well as a list of discussion questions. And these are complementary to the course handouts that we have available for free, the PDFs that go along with the video lessons, and they're directly based on the material in the chapter and the same material that's in the video course. So my plea to listeners is, first, get a copy. Buy a copy of the book. But also, if you're interested, consider, proposing to your small group, your study group, or perhaps a Sunday school course at your church that you can watch the videos together. They're all designed for that, so they all can fit in a Sunday school period, no problem. You can watch them for free, and then you even can have PDF printouts that you can hand to people. And then if you'd like, for people to go deeper, or some people like to learn through the reading gate, not just through the watching and listening, I enjoy both because I think they mutually reinforce one another. But get copies of the book, and we're soon going to have some bulk sets that are designed for study groups. So if you'd like to buy a whole bunch, this should be able to fill up, you know, 12 weeks of an adult Sunday school in a very rich way, and provide for a lot of interaction and discussion of covenant theology and the big picture of what God is doing in the life of his people and how he brings about consummation through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ once the covenant of grace becomes a necessity. So, Lane, I couldn't be happier. Thanks so much for writing this and taking the time to talk about it.
Pleasure.
I think it's going to make a big impact, and I'm looking forward to the ways in which it gets used in the church. Real quick, before we go, tell us a bit about Trinity OPC, because this started in seed form with some lessons that you taught.
Yes, let me say this. I am so sad about this. If this makes a second run, I want to be dedicating this volume to that congregation, because part of what is in the book spans from, or stems rather, from a series of teachings that I did in Sunday school, where we just started with Genesis 1:1 and worked our way through portions of the Pentateuch with an emphasis on the unchanging glory of the triune God, creation in his image, the nature of covenantal condescension, the glory of heaven. It was not done in the same way that the lectures were done in Wimberley. It wasn't done in the same precise format of the book, but it grew out of the Sunday school environment and some sermons. And that's why I think its translation into this level was possible. And so I owe them a wonderful debt of gratitude. It's unofficially dedicated to them just due to my oversight. I forgot to get that in there, but they were so patient, so encouraging. And in a profound way, this book is an expression of gratitude to them for listening to that material and giving me feedback and thoughts and interaction. And I think benefiting from it in certain ways, I would hope.
Absolutely. We got a little deal going on now. If you head on over to reformedforum.org, you can sign up or get copies of it. If you subscribe to our email newsletter, you will have already received a 25% off coupon in your email inbox. So if you haven't seen that, check your promotions tab or your spam folder. Sometimes it gets caught up in there. If you were not subscribed to our email newsletter at the time that email went out, you can subscribe right now, and you will, upon subscribing, immediately receive a welcome email, which will include a 25% off coupon for this volume. And there aren't any, to my knowledge, there aren't any quantity limitations. If you want to order more than one, you can use that coupon. It'll apply to all copies of Foundations of Covenant Theology there. Just head on over to reformedforum.org, and just at the bottom of the page, pretty much any page, you'll be able to see a little form you can fill out for subscribing to our email newsletter. But I do want to thank you, Lane, for writing. I want to thank everybody for listening and watching. And tola lege, take up and read.